From the News Center, a news focus.
There have been a growing number of cases of colorectal cancer in recent years in younger Americans. It's raising concerns and leading to changes in screening. Today we hear from Geisinger gastroenterologist Dr. Ruwen Seely.
This is a concern because our normal screening guidelines start at 45, and so we're missing a big population of people who are developing colon cancer, specifically in the millennial and Generation Z.
The cases have quadrupled, a fact Seely calls alarming. Why? They aren't sure.
But it's theorized that this increase could be related to some unhealthy lifestyle habit, eating processed foods or unhealthy foods, smoking, vaping, alcohol consumption, lack of physical activity, leading a sedentary lifestyle.
Genetics may also play a role. However,
people are still getting colon cancer regardless of those risk factors. Even if people don't have those specific risk factors that I just mentioned, it's still important to really pay attention to your own body and your own symptoms to determine if this needs to be evaluated better.
The problem extends beyond the U.S., but Seely says we benefit from the resources available here.
Well, I think with research continuing to look at the population and evaluate what age groups are actually developing cancer and kind of looking at their overall makeup and risk factors, I think in the future we'll be able to have a better idea.
Pay attention to red flags, says Dr. Seely.
Blood in the stool, changes in your bowel habits, pencil thin stools, which is kind of alarming, weakness, fatigue, anemia, unintentional weight loss.
The recommended starting age for colonoscopy is now 45 as the changes develop. Seely said awareness has increased and proactive younger Americans mean that colorectal cancers can be battled successfully. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.